I'm Madeline Brand, and this is Day to Day. The beginnings of a revolution in the retail world are taking place today in Arkansas. Retail giant Walmart is meeting with its top 100 suppliers to urge them to begin using radio frequency ID tags. Here for our regular Tuesday technology segment is Shenny Jardin. Shenny, what is a radio frequency ID tag?
Well, people call them ARFIDs for short, and they're tiny tags that are like simple computers. They track and store information about whatever they're attached to, and they're seen as like smart replacements for UPC codes.
Those are barcodes.
Barcodes that we see on things in the store, everything from records to milk to cigarettes. But they do things that UPC codes don't. They're like little tiny radios that beam out information, so they essentially scan themselves. They can be used by manufacturers to track the flow of goods in new ways that will save companies money. And they could be used to track livestock or wild animals to stem the flow of epidemics like mad cow disease. They can also be used to track people, and this makes some people very uncomfortable. One charter school in Buffalo, New York, recently began using them around students' necks to trace their activities throughout the day. They are used in prison wristbands in some prisons, and they've been used to track POWs and wounded soldiers on the battlefield.
So obviously this raises some privacy concerns.
Right. The question becomes, who's tracking whom and for what purpose? And this raises concerns that people will be watched around the clock in the name of security, that we will be tracked without our permission and without our knowledge for purposes that we may not agree with.
Now, I used the word revolution in the introduction to this segment, and people have been saying that this could be as revolutionary as the internet was in terms of making businesses more efficient.
That's true, and some critics are also saying, let's not get too worked up about this too soon. The tags are not necessarily as efficient as UPC codes, because we have the issue of the sort of engineering issue of, will the radio frequencies that they beam out, can they be read consistently? Will they be strong and clear and uninterrupted? And the answer is no. There are problems with that sometimes. There's also the issue of cost. These ARFID tags can cost like 20 or 30 cents a piece. They're not as cheap as UPC codes. So some manufacturers, just even beyond the privacy concerns, are saying, you know, let's cool some of the hype until we have a chance to really look at what the economics and the potential of this technology really is.
So given its early stages, when do we expect to have this on every product in every store shelf?
Walmart and the Department of Defense recently announced this January 2005 goal date by which they want at least the majority of their suppliers to begin using ARFIDs. So advocates are pointing to basically the next 2 years as being a time in which we're going to start to see a boom in the use of this technology.
Shenny Jardin is a contributor to Wired magazine, and she's the editor of the technology blog, boingboing.net. Thanks, Shenny.
Thank you, Madeline.